Do you love to travel? Would you love to shadow a doctor in some exotic locale and get clinical exposure? Have I got a show for you? Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me for this, the 141st episode of Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get that delightful instant when you can jump up and down and exclaim to the people staring at you, "Yes, I'm in." And not only in, but in at the best program for you. Before we get to today's guest, I have a quick reminder. Accepted consultant Alicia McNeeson-Amonkar will present Get Accepted to Medical School with Low Stats. Alicia was the post-bac program director at UC Davis before she joined Accepted. Both at Davis and at Accepted, Alicia acquired enormous experience in advising applicants with low stats and helping them get in. The webinar takes place on February 18th at 5 p.m. Pacific. For those of you listening before then, you can register and attend. For those of you listening after the event, you can view the recording of the actual webinar. Again, go to the same location. So in any case, you can register to either participate in the webinar or view the recording from the link in our show notes at accepted.com/141. Again, you can get a link to register for the webinar or view the recording at accepted.com/141. I'm excited as usual to introduce our guest today. I know many of you love to travel and also want to acquire clinical experience and exposure to confirm your interest in and prepare you for a career as a physician, PA, nurse midwife, or dentist. Our guest, Ricky Person, can help you with all the above. Ricky is a North American sales and marketing manager for GapMedics. He's also the student placement manager for GapMedics. GapMedics is a company providing year-round hospital work experience placements abroad to students 16 years and over. Ricky, welcome to Admission Straight Talk.
Thanks very much, Linda. I'm glad to be here.
Pleasure to have you. Okay, let's start with the basics. What does GapMedics do? Whom does it serve? What's its purpose?
So we offer short-term hospital shadowing internships for high school and college students, and these take them behind the scenes of various health careers, such as medicine, nursing, dentistry, midwifery, and physician assistants. And this is especially helpful for applications and personal statements when students are hoping to apply for health profession education.
Right. That's for sure true. Now, when you say short-term placements, how long is short-term?
Our placements run in one-week blocks, so students tend to join us for anywhere from 1 to 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's GapMedics' story? How and when did it get started and by whom and all that?
Well, we were founded in 2010 by our director, Dave Brown, who has an extensive background in the educational travel sector, especially where medical students are concerned. And he recognized that there were many younger preclinical students who wanted to affirm their interest in the health professions, especially through health shadowing experience and global health study abroad. And so he created GapMedics to help foster that interest. To this day, he takes a really active role in the company, so he's constantly back and forth between our head office in the UK and our destinations abroad.
All right. And how does GapMedics work? I mean, if I'm interested in a program, what would the process be for me to do, I guess, get signed up, get sent somewhere? What's that look like?
The process itself is really simple. You can go directly to our website at www.gapmedics.com and click the apply button, at which point you can choose your destination and the time you'd like to go and decide which health professional you'd like to shadow.
So you actually choose individual doctors or nurses or PAs to shadow in different locations, or are you choosing a location? How does it work?
You'll choose a location and a type of health professional, at which point we'll do the work in order to assign you to a mentor. We generally ask students when they're applying what their interests may be in regards to medicine. So some students may be interested in pediatrics, others in surgical rounds. So depending on what you'd be interested in being placed in, we're able to assign students to mentors in those specialties.
And where are some of the locations? And this seems pretty exotic when I run your website.
Well, I think we have 9 destinations right now in 5 different countries. So we're operating in Tanzania, East Africa. We have programs in Iringa, Morogoro, Kilimanjaro, and now Mafia Island. Wow. In Europe, we have
it's a great name.
In, yeah, isn't it? in Europe, we have placements in Warsaw and Krakow, Poland, and also in Pula, Croatia. And in North America, we have La Romana in the Dominican Republic. And in Asia, we have Phitsanulo, Thailand.
Okay. So Asia, Europe, North America, Africa, four continents and five countries.
Yeah, four different continents. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are participants from? I know your company is headquartered in the UK, but obviously you're the North American representative. Is it all English language in terms of the basic, I can't say language of instruction, but the basic language of communication?
Yes, all of our programs are run in English. So, of course, patient-doctor communication will be done in whatever the native language is for a particular destination, at which point the doctors will translate key information for the students and converse with them in English.
Mm-hmm.
So our students are generally from English-speaking countries, the majority of our students being from the UK, the USA, Canada, and Australia, but we're getting an increasing number of international students who are eventually interested in pursuing health careers in English-speaking nations. So we see applications come through from everywhere, from like Singapore to Hong Kong to countries in Africa and in South America as well.
Wow. Okay. How much does it cost?
Prices vary based upon length of placement and destination, but placements start at $1,740 for a one-week program in Tanzania or the Dominican Republic, and that's including our registration fee. But that being said, price per week tends to decrease the longer students stay. So a two-week placement in the Dominican Republic, for instance, would cost $2,440 rather than $3,030.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And I assume flights and travel arrangements are extra, right?
So flight students tend to pay for themselves and if there are any visa arrangements that need to be made. But accommodations and food and airport pickup are all included in our package.
Okay. Now, when they're actually in the hospital, you talked about shadowing, but the site seemed to talk more about internship and hands-on experience. So is it more limited? I mean, is it more active? What are the participants actually doing in their volunteer role?
So the students get to see what it's actually like to spend a day in the life of their future career.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually includes time spent in department meetings and patient rounds and time in the operating room. But it's worth noting that it's really difficult to secure preclinical shadowing within the U.S. or the U.K., for instance, especially if a student doesn't have any existing connections to the healthcare community, such as friends or family members in medicine. But by partnering with hospitals internationally, we're able to pair students with qualified mentors in their respective fields. But that being said, we're a strictly hands-off shadowing program. That's to be in line with the American Association of Medical Colleges guidelines for students providing patient care abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our students are preclinical. So actually practicing medicine in any capacity before they qualify could ultimately be detrimental to their careers.
Right.
So what we do is we provide an observational learning experience that helps them make educated decisions about their future careers.
That's great. Okay. That makes perfect sense to me. What about fun? If you're in Tanzania, for example, does Gap Medics offer opportunities or link students up to opportunities to scale Mount Kilimanjaro or to go on safari or any of that kind of thing? And similar questions for the other locations?
Yeah, I mean, it actually takes a lot longer to scale Mount Kilimanjaro than most students anticipate.
It takes about a week, doesn't it?
So that'll be something that most students tend to do after completing a placement with us. But throughout the week at all of our destinations, there's a list of different activities that students can join in on, like cultural performances and events, and of course, things like our highly sought after Tanzanian weekend safaris.
Okay. Actually, some friends of mine just went to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. He succeeded. She didn't, but they're both in their 50s, and this was just something he really, really wanted to do. And she decided she thought she wanted to tag along. I think she got almost, you know, like one day short of the summit. And then she said, I had enough. But he did it. He did it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really impressive for anyone that can actually make it to the summit. Most of our students who I know have gone to do Kilimanjaro actually just climb up to base camp. So.
No, they were, this is a couple in their 50s and they did it. Rahiga.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, and the pictures were great. What's a typical week like for a pre-med college student in Thailand, for instance? What would happen, let's say, if they go for the 1 week, they're not doing a longer one, for example, what would a typical week be?
That starts on arrival. Mm-hmm. So students will be met by a member of our staff at the airport and escorted back to the Gap Medic's house. After they get settled into the house, the students receive their local orientation, which helps familiarize them with the local area, transport systems, attractions, restaurants, and places like internet cafes and ATM machines. Then the students usually begin shadowing in the hospital Monday through Friday, but each week tends to present its own schedule. So our placements, again, run in week-long blocks where students are able to shadow in a new specialty department every week. And all of our students can expect at least 20 hours per week, or excuse me, 23 hours per week with their mentors in the hospital. So that, again, will be spread amongst a mix of time in department meetings, inpatient wards, and operating rooms. Sort of towards the end of their placements, students like to go out for dinner. They like to see the local towns and attractions. Depending on where they're staying, of course, again, we will have that list of different activities that they can participate in. And if students find something that they're particularly interested in seeing or doing, we're always happy to give them guidance in order to go about doing that.
Okay. What are some of the coolest experiences Gap Medics have had, either in the hospital or just having fun?
Well, all of our students come back with a lot of stories to tell, but I would say most of them tend to do with the actual experience observing in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So some things that may sound really gory to those of us who are outside of the healthcare community tend to be their favorites, like births by cesarean section, the removal of large tumors, tropical diseases, those seem to rank pretty highly.
Okay. How does Gap Medics handle safety concerns in this increasingly dangerous world of ours?
So we take a proactive stance when it comes to risk management. While all travel abroad generally entails some element of risk, we really strive to mitigate these risks in every way that we can. So when it comes to our destinations themselves, these go through a vetting process that ensures that each exclusive Gap Medics house is located in an area that has a low level of crime and is also friendly towards overseas visitors. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, our houses feature enhanced security measures like pin entry systems, walled gardens, and security staff or patrols where it's necessary. And then, of course, we're continually monitoring government travel alerts and advice from the likes of the U.S. Department of State and the U.K. Foreign and Commonwealth Office. And as I mentioned earlier, we adhere to the AAMC guidelines for time spent in the hospital, but our international hospital partners also have their own safety and security protocols on top of those to protect the patients, the students, and the staff.
Sure. Yeah. Do you ever get feedback from participants? I mean, I can understand the more immediate feedback will relate to, you know, observing a particularly interesting surgery or disease manifestation or something. But do you ever get feedback, let's say, from participants several years after they participated? Anything that's particularly memorable? In other words, they might have done this between their freshman and sophomore year and they just got accepted to medical school.
Absolutely. We have a really involved alumni community. So we have students from years ago that are still recommending us and still in contact with us. I recently read a blog article from a young woman who joined us a couple years ago, and she actually received multiple rejections from med school. Mm-hmm. But she's in med school now. So we hear some really great stories. And if you're interested in reading more, or if any listeners are interested in reading more about our student success stories, they can go to our website, www.gapmedics.com, and check out the student section or our blog.
Okay, great. Would you send me a link to the article that you just referred to? I'll include it in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to.
We'll also include links to the Gap Medic site in the show notes at accepted.com/141.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
All right, great. Do participants ever say after the Gap Medic experience, the Gap Medic's experience was wonderful, but I decided medicine isn't for me?
Yes, but only a small percentage of students. We would still consider that a successful placement, though.
I would, too.
So education for the health professions, like, as you know, can be a very lengthy and expensive process. And if we can help eliminate some of the guesswork that goes into choosing a health career, then that's an accomplishment. That said, the vast majority of our students do come back with renewed passion for their prospective careers and generally have a lot to talk about on their applications and at interviews.
For sure. I would definitely consider discovering that it's not the right path for you to be a very useful result.
Definitely. And some of our follow-up studies, we have spoken to students who said that they were no longer pursuing their original health careers. Some of them are pursuing different types of health career. We had one girl who originally went to have a look at obstetrics and gynecology in relation to medicine as a doctor. But she actually decided that she would much prefer to be a midwife.
That's a very valuable lesson to take away.
Yeah.
Now, where do you see Gap Medics going in the future? Other location, other fields, I know physical therapy, occupational therapy. Where do you see it headed?
So we're always expanding our list of health professions to observe and destinations to explore. Mm-hmm. We've recently added 3 brand new destinations, one of which, again, is the Dominican Republic, where we'll be offering medical Spanish immersion. We can now offer placements to prospective radiologists, physiotherapists, and nutritionists. The best advice I can offer for anyone interested in keeping up to date with new developments is to check out our website again or our social media channels and to sign up for our newsletter. That's the monthly prescription.
Okay. And any plans to start working like with medical students who maybe want some clinical exposure while in medical school?
Well, you never know what's in store for the future.
Okay. But all right, that's not on the drawing board as you see it. Okay. How would you advise applicants to use the Gap Medics experience, or can you give some examples of how applicants use the Gap Medics experience you've kind of alluded to it in talking about the personal statement or the interviews, but can you give some examples or suggestions?
The placement itself, it allows students to cross cultural barriers and actually gain some exposure to the local community. And on top of that, it's going to help them compare and the healthcare system that they'll be working in eventually with the healthcare systems around the world. And that entails everything from the education of eventual doctors down to, patient care. I would say that students use the experience to really organically come up with the reasons and motivations for why they want to pursue these health careers. It allows them to speak very eloquently, again, when they're doing their applications or when they're doing their interviews, and it just makes them seem like a better rounded candidate.
Right. Also, a candidate who's willing to step outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely an adventure. We have students as young as 16 coming with us, so and many of them haven't ever traveled before, especially out of the country.
Yeah. That's quite a way to start. I'm just also, you mentioned that some of the participants, that most of them go for 1 or 2 weeks, but some will go for as long as 8 weeks. Now, will the people who go for longer periods, whether it's 4, 6, 8 weeks, will they be shadowing the same specialist consistently, or will they be more likely to try different specialties?
It's more likely that they'll try different specialties, but if there's a specialty that they're really particularly interested in, they may observe the same specialty except with a different mentor or in a different hospital. And that way they can see the difference between clinical environments, maybe from like a full-fledged government hospital in one country down to like a smaller maternity clinic somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And how many hospitals are you working with?
That's a good question. I actually don't know the total number.
Okay.
But as I said, we are currently operating at 9 different destinations, and I would say on average we have anywhere from 2 to 4 hospitals at each of those destinations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Ricky, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your sharing the Gap Medics story and the opportunities it can provide for pre-meds. Where can interested students learn more information about Gap Medics? You could give the website URL again.
Yeah, that's www.gapmedics.com.
And any particularly important social media for Gap Medics?
You can find us at facebook.com/gapmedics or twitter.com/gapmedics. You could also search us on YouTube if you're interested.
So we're going to link from the show notes at exhibit.com/141 to the Gap Medics website, some of the social media properties that Ricky just mentioned, as well as some related resources, including the webinar, Get Accepted to Medical School with Low Stats, that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Listener, thank you too for tuning in to this, our 141st episode. If you found this show worthwhile, please make sure that you don't miss any others. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher. We have subscribe links at the show notes, accepted.com/141. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I'm your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.